This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. When Russia invaded Crimea, the outrage was great, and people were demanding a reversal and that Russia would withdraw their troops from Ukraine and from Crimea. But it didn't happen. And now German officials did say that a reversal is not in sight and that the international community has pretty much accepted the status quo. In addition, concerns are rising now that Russia is preparing an invasion in the remainder of Ukraine, especially the southeastern part and portions where, quote-unquote, separatists are fighting against the Ukrainian army. And now Angela Merkel, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, made some comments which deeply upset those Ukrainians who don't want to be under Russian rule. And we will be talking about those in a moment. Now, it's easy to lose clear sight of the events because we might just look at isolated incidents. But in this program, I like to give you a rundown, a panorama of what actually is happening, has been happening, and the fact that an invasion of eastern Ukraine and the rest of Ukraine through the Russians is very, very likely. And that, in turn, would fulfill biblical prophecy for the end time. So let me just begin by reading a little bit from past articles, one from the Washington Post dated July 19, having to do with the Malaysian airline, which was shot down. And it's pretty clear now that it was shot down by those Russian separatists. And this article here by the Washington Post says that the United States has confirmed that Russia supplied sophisticated Buk missile launchers to separatists in eastern Ukraine, and that attempts were even made to move them back across to Russia after the shutdown of the Malaysian jet liner. And so David Cameron at the time said that this is a direct result of Russia destabilizing a sovereign state and sending them weapons, because it's very clear that these weapons came from Russia and that Russia even gave people and sent people to the Ukraine to train them how to use those weapons, because the Russian separatists over there could never have known it otherwise. Foreignpolicy.com wrote on July 30 that as the Malaysian airliner 298 was shot down and all those passengers died, in other words, 298 passengers died, it says, this caused the death of the last trace of hope that Russian President Vladimir Putin would back down from his support of eastern Ukraine's separatist rebels, and there is no longer in doubt the fact that the future of eastern Ukraine will be decided by force. He goes on to say that the only question is how deadly the fight will be. Now, Russia has denied, has lied about the fact that they have been providing weapons and soldiers and, you know, other military equipment to those separatists. The lies actually are so stupid and so blatantly wrong that it's laughable, if it weren't that tragic. AFP wrote on August 15 that Ukraine said on Friday it had destroyed part of a Russian armored column that entered onto its territory in an incursion. And NATO chief Rasmussen backed reports of this incursion after British media said it had seen the column of some 20 military vehicles cross the border on Thursday. And this then caused, as this article points out, major share markets tumbling across Europe and the United States. You all heard about these eight, quote-unquote, aid convoys which Russia sent to the eastern part of Ukraine without permission, without participation of the Red Cross. Now they finally withdrew them, and now they're telling us that they are going to send another one. The New York Times wrote on August 11 that the prospect of a Russian intervention in eastern Ukraine appeared to rise sharply on Monday. With increasing urgency, Western governments have condemned in advance any Russian aid missions, which they fear could serve as a pretext for a military incursion. Now, of course, they have condemned it, so Russians did it anyhow. They finally withdrew them. Now they want to send another one. Deutsche Welle reported on August 12 that according to NATO, roughly 45,000 Russian soldiers have been deployed to Russia southwest, close to the country's border with Ukraine. But now listen to this more recent article by the New York Times, dated August 22. The Russian military has moved artillery units manned by Russian personnel inside Ukrainian territory in recent days and was using them to fire at Ukrainian forces, NATO officials said on Friday. And then NATO Secretary General Rasmussen criticized the Russian moves, stating, listen carefully, we have also seen transfers of large quantities of advanced weapons, including tanks, armored personnel carriers, and artillery to separatist groups in eastern Ukraine. Moreover, NATO is observing an alarming build-up of Russian ground and air forces in the vicinity of Ukraine. Why do you think that happens? Why do you think that is? Because peaceful Mr. Putin is sitting idly by doing nothing about this fighting going on? Former KGB spy? Here's an article by the Associated Press, dated August 25. For several evenings this month, convoys of military weaponry passed through Krasnodon, a rebel-held town in eastern Ukraine near the border with Russia. The convoys were seen three times last week by Associated Press reporters, and one of them carried about 30 units of weaponry and supplies. All were coming from the direction of Russia and heading west to where pro-Moscow separatists were fighting Ukrainian troops. And now the, for now, latest by the BBC News, dated August 27, Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said he had received Polish intelligence reports that regular units of the Russian army were operating inside Ukraine. Accusations that Russia is sending both weapons and men into eastern Ukraine gathered force this week when 10 Russian paratroopers were captured on Ukrainian territory near the Russian border. Now here comes the Russian explanation. Here comes Vladimir Putin saying, oh, this was just an accident. They just actually inadvertently happened to tread on Ukrainian soil. Again, such a blatant, stupid excuse that even some of the Russian media doesn't buy it. Here's a statement by the liberal Russian business newspaper Vedomosti, raising concern on Wednesday that Russia was waging a covert war on the rebel side in eastern Ukraine. But now, what about the international reaction? What about especially the reaction of Germany? Now, here's an article by Deutsche Welle dated August 23, saying that Angela Merkel has been spearheading efforts to resolve the crisis in Ukraine. Germany has also been a major force behind the imposition of economic sanctions on Moscow. Since the outbreak of the crisis over 4 months ago, Merkel has regularly put pressure on Putin. But you see, it's not working. And Germany is now beginning to see it's not working. In fact, Germany is harming themselves. Foreign Minister Steinmeier warned of an outright war now between Russia and Ukraine. The Guardian had already written on August 6 that in retaliation to the sanctions imposed on Russia, Russia imposed sanctions on the EU and the US. They banned the import of any products, or many of the products, from America and Europe. And that now harms Europe and Germany in particular very much. There are big, huge companies which have manufactured, let's say, tractors, sending them to Russia in the past. They can't do it anymore because Russia is not going to accept them. And so the German business in particular is very concerned. This article by The Guardian pointed out that the import ban will hit all EU countries and the United States. Notice, Russia is Europe's second largest market for food and drink and has been an important consumer of Polish pig meat and Dutch fruit and vegetables. And they're saying that the current sanctions already have resulted in a 25% loss for European farmers because they cannot export their products to Russia. In light of this, notice very carefully what Angela Merkel has now stated. Now, first of all, you probably have all heard that the Ukrainian parliament was resolved by Petro Poroshenko. Why? Because he said many MPs were backers of ousted President Viktor Yanukovych. In other words, there is fighting going on inside the parliament. But now on top of that, here's an article by the EU Observer dated August 25. Germany's Angela Merkel has said Ukraine is free to go. Free to go to Russia's Eurasian Union, amid signs of a new willingness to make peace with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. "I want to find a way, as many others do," Merkel said, "which does not damage Russia. We, Germany, want to have a good trade relationship with Russia as well. We want reasonable relations with Russia. We are depending on one another." He goes on to say that some fear that Berlin is making a deal with Moscow over the heads of Brussels and Kiev. Andrei Ilarionov, a former aide to Putin, wrote that there is a Merkel-Putin deal in the making. He said it includes, listen, Ukraine talks with pro-Russia rebels that would freeze the conflict and give Putin de facto control of East Ukraine. A promise that Ukraine will never join the EU, and a promise it will never join NATO. And Merkel said this: NATO membership for Ukraine is not on the agenda. Notice what's happening. I was reminded of the Stalin-Hitler non-aggression treaty, which was made, which of course didn't last long. Now, I'm not comparing now Merkel and Putin with Hitler and Stalin, but what I am saying is these treaties have been made before, especially between Germany and Russia. Of course, it didn't last too long. And Bible prophecy tells us if such a treaty is being established and in the process of that treaty, Ukraine is being given over to Russia, then that is in total line with biblical prophecy. We have produced a booklet, Biblical Prophecy from Now Until Forever. And if you have not received a free copy of this booklet, please go ahead and ask for one, because this booklet, amongst many other things, is going to tell you what is going to happen between Russia, Ukraine, continental Europe. And the Bible makes it very clear, and the booklet is giving you biblical proof for that, that ultimately Russia and Ukraine will be together. Together against continental Europe and Germany. So what we are seeing right now is very interesting in light of the fact that that is what the Bible is telling you all along and has been telling you all along. The fighting between Russia and Ukraine will end up in a collaboration between Russia and Ukraine, whether it's going to be done via political and peaceful, quote-unquote peaceful means, or whether it's the consequence of an invasion of Russia into Ukraine because they will take care of this situation that way. We don't know for sure. It appears like Russia will invade. It appears like Europe will not do anything about it. Ukraine not being a NATO member, NATO won't do anything about it. The Bible says it's going to happen. The Bible says, and this booklet, Biblical Prophecy from Now Until Forever, is telling you that this is going to occur. And so let's not be surprised when it does, because God has told you many hundreds, if not thousands of years ago, what is going to happen and what the consequences will be for Europe, for Ukraine, for America even, for the United States of America, for Great Britain, for other nations. It's intriguing, it's exciting to learn about these facts ahead of time. And then you won't be surprised when they do occur. And we'll keep you informed about these things as they develop. Until next time, thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.